Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In just 10 minutes a day, the WCCO All Local keeps you connected with everything from neighborhood crime to in-depth interviews. Text WCCO to 20357 for a link to listen to the WCCO All Local. Message and data rates may apply.
So you're the band director, but you're also a trumpet player. So was I in high school. Best instrument of all.
True story.
Tell me a little bit about this opportunity and how you got involved and how you got chosen to play with the Minnesota Orchestra.
So there are a variety of professional music organizations, and I had heard about it, that this was something that was coming to me, or coming to any one of the music educators. And I am professionally a music educator through and through. My goal professionally was never to be on the stage, except for conducting kids. And so to be able to do this and then share that experience with my students is so powerful. It was just through application, so there are hundreds more educators that are just as deserving as I am. It's just really powerful to be able to take this back to Hopkins High School tomorrow.
So what will the setup be? Are they putting you right next to another trumpet player? Are you playing a different part, same part? What's the plan?
There are five trumpet players, and there's two trumpet players that are music educators, and we're squeezed right in there in between all of the good guys. So hopefully we'll do okay.
And you're the good guys too, I'm sure.
I hope so. I practiced enough.
Tell me about playing the trumpet, just from my experience. I remember just practicing in my bedroom. You get the lip, it's hard. And when you start trying to play high notes and improvising, I mean, that is not an easy instrument. Tell me about the trumpet.
It's not. And, you know, there are some gender conversations that kind of wrap every single instrument. And for me, that was really a piece of playing trumpet, was really needing to find my own way as a female trumpet player. And I really was buoyed up by just spending time with myself and spending time listening and trying to figure out where my confidence lies. I did drum corps in college. I did marching band in college. Really found some places where I was really successful. Had a few mentors that really pushed me. But it is just lots of time in the practice room and trying to find your own confidence and pick those high notes out of the sky and be absolutely sure that you're going to get them.
And do you encourage girls and students that you work with to play trumpet? Do you teach lessons to at school?
The Hopkins School District does not have a lesson program in any way,
okay,
except for in the very early years. I see instruments as genderless, and one of the powerful pieces in teaching in the last 25 years is that kids choose what instrument grabs them, and it doesn't seem to be based on anything except for what they like. So in my bands and the 300 kids that I see every day, that's all over the board, and that's the powerful part. So I love seeing kids just successful on their instruments and being able to work with them, and then also do some of those switches. So kids that come in on one thing and then they're like, gosh, this doesn't grab me, and I said, well, what about this? Because this is what the band needs, or they like to be the independent parts, and finding a kid that is all of a sudden independent and you put them on that independent part. So they want to be an oboe, they were a clarinet and a cast of clarinets, and now you get to move them to oboe. I love that. And they're like, light up, and their faces are like, oh, I see my part. I really get to shine here. So I like those pieces.
That's amazing. So tell me what piece you're playing with the orchestra and what you're expecting this weekend. Are friends and family coming? What is the piece? How can people relate to this who don't know what's going on?
You bet. So it's one of the movements of Pulse the Planets, and it's Jupiter. The really fun part is that this is something that we played with our high school orchestra and wind ensemble earlier this year, and I did give my trumpet players a real hard time about missing high notes, and so they told me a little bit that it was karma back at me, and I said I agreed. This weekend, there's a rehearsal today and a concert on Saturday and a concert on Sunday. My family is coming. Students today were really excited to share with me. They had kind of been sneaking seats and not telling me about it, so I think there's a big group of them that are coming together. And that was really sweet. It's just really powerful to be able to share music at such a different level with them.
So what are you anticipating when it's time for the teachers to get up there with the orchestra tonight?
I hope that the people around me are as gracious and compassionate as I hope to be in my classroom. I know that it will be really powerful just to be on that stage. That's something I've never gotten to do. And to be able to sit next to people that I hold in such a high esteem as some of the best musicians in the state of Minnesota, if not in the world, and to be under Maestro Soundegaard, how powerful, how beautiful. I'm so excited to see what that looks like and feels like from that perspective.
Why is music education so important? I mean, we hear about these programs getting cut all the time due to budget restraints, but it is so important. I know it is, but not everybody does. So what are your thoughts?
So there's three really big things. First of all, music education became a part of public education in the United States in the 1830s. And it has been something that we have woven into the fabric of public schools since the beginning of the country. And that's a really powerful piece. It's unifying. It talks to kids about doing something together. It allows us to impart some of those pieces where kids get to do the same thing. If we think about graduation and playing Pomp and Circumstance, that comes from a real long tradition of music education and playing those things together. Pep bands at basketball games. Those things happen and they're a fabric of our culture. And sometimes we think that happens just naturally, but really that's a piece of music education, and it's a really beautiful part and unifying part of education. The other part of it is that it's problem solving on a really big level. So a lot of times we problem solve in math class, we problem solve by public speaking, but problem solving in music education talks about being able to tell somebody else's story, or being able to get from point A to point B with some technical accuracy, but in a huge group. So it's not one person, it's 10 people, or 30 people, or 100 people really talking about how to do things together and solve that problem. The third thing, and we hear this so much in public education right now, is the mental health of students. And so in band, in orchestra, in general music, we are practicing social and emotional learning every day, all the time. So when kids are asked to tell somebody else's story or to tell their own story in music or song, they're really practicing that empathy and compassion, and that's so powerful for them because we don't have places where we ask kids to demonstrate that collectively or encourage them to do that in a powerful and positive way. In music education, whether it's in kindergarten with Boomwhackers, or it's in that marching band at the high school level, or it's in your high school orchestra, we're doing that in a really powerful way, and I love that part about music education.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.